This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. And in honor of, I just finished doing the Safari West. Have you guys done that?
That's in
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa, yeah.
And, got hit by the fires on the ridge, but the guy saved the animals and all that. Mm-hmm. That is so cool. It was 3 hours, but it was like literally being on a safari. You got to see cheetahs,
did you pet
monkey.
A giraffe?
No, I got very close, though.
Ooh.
Boy, they got those big old tongues. So I had a lot of fun. And it was very reasonably priced.
Watch out for those.
Yeah. The best part, though, the barbecue afterward, phenomenal.
The barbecue giraffe?
What did they? Yeah, that's kind of
No. It was a regular old barbecue with cornbread and, chicken and meat.
Meat.
But non-prairie animals.
Barbecue. No prairie.
Exactly.
No endangered species. That's good.
No, but it was really good. So, check them out. Safari West in Santa Rosa. You'll have a good old time. Mm. And in honor of that, today's trivia theme is animal trivia. We'll see how much you know about animals. All right. Nam, you have an article you want to share.
Yeah. All things real estate. We love talking about real estate on the show. So, this was an article in SF Gate this week. It says a San Francisco shack that's unsafe. And if you look at the picture, it is a shack for sure.
It's a little unsafe. Shack.
It's unsafe to enter. And it's quickly becoming the latest poster child for the city's sky high real estate market. So it's listed for $2.5 million in Potrero Hill.
How big is it?
640 square feet.
Nice.
And it's uninhabitable.
Well, that's the good part, so, right?
Essentially, if buyers are going to be buying essentially the dirt because it's a teardown, and the permit's already there for the demolition.
For the demo, but what about for the build? How big is the land?
I saw the picture. I couldn't tell you exactly, but I would say maybe 2,000 square feet.
Just
area,
a tiny little lot.
A tiny lot, too? I mean, yeah. I understand if it's a big lot, but a 2,000 square foot lot must have very nice views, but a 2,000 square foot lot?
Well, you have pretty much zero setbacks, so you have no setback on the front and on your sides. You got the neighbors to the side. It's just whatever little backyard you have. So a 2,000 square foot lot, you could actually build a sizable home if you
three
went.
Story, three story.
Yeah, make it like a fire escape.
Yeah. So they're, million-dollar view, apparently. The average price in the city right now is like $1.38 million.
And how much are they asking for this?
$2.5 million.
Well, the media loves to play up these examples of homes in the Bay Area, most notably in San Francisco and Silicon Valley, that have these crazy price tags on them in comparison to what they look like. There was that one that was maybe 6 months ago, the article in Silicon Valley about a house that had been partially burned and was also uninhabitable for sale for somewhere around $1.5 to $2 million dollars. Same thing. I mean, they're really, it's the lot. It's the lot value.
A 2,000, I understand about the setbacks and all that, but, I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, judging from the picture, it looks like it's 2,000, but, it's probably somewhere within that range.
Yeah.
So that's, it's so funny because not too long ago on the show or earlier in the year, we're talking about the, housing softening, which there are other articles we'll talk about later that talk about the softening market. But then you have stuff like this where San Francisco prices are still,
They would call that an outlier.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, there's sometimes the best opportunity to make a potential profit in real estate is to buy dirt as opposed to an existing home that it costs money to tear down a house. So if you buy an existing house and you really have no intention of keeping that home because maybe it's 2,500 to 3,000 square feet, it was maybe built in the 40s or 50s or even the 60s, but it's just not you know, the highest and best use for the property, you still, you know, you have to tear that down. You have to take out the old foundation. I mean, there's a lot of extra work involved. So buying a plot that has basically a tear down ready home that might be actually less expensive to get rid of makes a lot of sense.
To tear it down, though, especially a house like that, probably only costs you about $15,000. It's not that expensive.
I would imagine that's about
to
right.
To your point, though, if there's foundation that needs to be replaced or completely taken out. And
resell the cement somewhere. Use it in the new house.
Maybe.
So we've got a number of articles to share with you today about the real estate market. I'm going to give you a little teaser here. One article we're going to share with you is from the chief economist at Trulia. And Trulia is one of those real estate apps. I have one on my phone. I use that along with several others that are kind of my favorites. The chief economist at Trulia predicts that the IPO wave of 2019 won't upend the Bay Area housing market. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Wow.
And then I have this will be one that will kind of give a little bit of satisfaction to those of you listening that aren't out there flipping homes. And it's titled, Young Real Estate Flippers Get Their First Taste of Losing.
Oh.
Now, this was a national article, but two of the examples that they gave in the article were Bay Area flippers.
So, well, then you go back to 2005 and 6, don't you, for that sort of thing?
No. This is now.
I'm just saying that if you...
Oh,
like,
before.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
a lot of these, of course, people who are flipping real estate today got in very late. I mean, real estate flipping's heyday in the Bay Area would be 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, but since then, it's been harder and harder to make money buying, remodeling, and flipping homes in the Bay Area, particularly now with a so-called softening market.
And I'm curious, when you read that article, how they got into flipping in the first place. Was it through one of these seminars?
Oh,
so that'll be interesting to
no
talk
money
about.
Down.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
I'm intrigued.
All right, guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial break here. First trivia question is, the cheetah is the fastest land animal, right? We all know that. What is the second fastest? All right. That's our trivia question. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. The cheetah is the fastest land animal. What is the second fastest? And I don't know if you guys are having this issue with your wife, but my wife was complaining last night that I never listen to her or something like that. All right. stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be back with some more jokes, too.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our first trivia question was, the cheetah is the fastest land animal. What is the second fastest? And we're talking second fastest land animal.
My guess is the puma.
The ostrich.
No, the pronghorned antelope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, remember that one?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, want to make a quick mention here for the you guys remember our favorite theater production, the Transcendence Theater? Well, they're doing a Chorus Line presented June 14th to June 30th at Jack London State Historic Park in Sonoma County. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's an outdoor theater. It's phenomenal. Park opens at 5 p.m. Performances are at 7:30 p.m. And then also check the other dates for other programs that they have. bestnightever.org. Last time I said bestnightever.com, it's bestnightever.org.
And that's in Santa Rosa?
Yeah, but they do it all over. They've had stuff in Marin. They've had it in the Luther Burbank. And then the Jack London one is, I believe, Glen Ellen.
Okay.
Fantastic
Safari
productions.
West up there. You've got this show up there.
A lot of stuff happening in Santa Rosa there. Mark.
So we've got a couple of well-publicized IPOs of late. We've had Uber most recently, which, of course, has disappointed some stock investors. And then the one before that, was it Lyft?
Lyft,
yeah.
Well, the whole market dropped, 600 points a few days ago?
And then it was up again. And so the whole seesaw thing. But anyway, the point of it is the IPOs, you know, we've been discussing how the expected and projected IPOs here in the Bay Area, because these are mostly Bay Area companies that we're talking about, is going to create mint a lot of new millionaires and potentially have an impact on Bay Area housing, or at least provide some level of support for a continued price appreciation of Bay Area housing. And so a lot of realtors are hanging their hat on that, of course, because they're in the business of making sales and making commissions. You know, and in fact, we even talked about it a couple of times over the last couple of months about what impact that might have. So the chief economist at Trulia is weighing in with an opinion piece that came out this week. And according to him, the impending wave of San Francisco tech IPOs is substantial and will influence San Francisco real estate, but the hype about its impact is likely overblown. In particular, he says, despite being centered on San Francisco instead of Silicon Valley, its impact is still likely to diffuse throughout the broader Bay Area, and that the current wave of IPOs is likely to reinforce existing trends, but he just doesn't see that as putting a big spike.
I mean, how many millionaires are they creating? 100?
Well,
you know,
that's really the point, and he gives several reasons why. Number one, employees' share of the pie is but a fraction.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're really talking about the founders and the first X number of people who went to work there. So you're not really necessarily talking about thousands of new millionaires. Now, you're talking about thousands of potential new millionaires because of the second part of it. Most employee equity hasn't fully vested. So stock options needs to vest. They need to be exercised. Taxes need to be paid. So these millionaires are millionaires on paper, but they're not going to necessarily realize those millions right away. The third reason he gives is not everyone receiving an IPO windfall is going to go out and buy a home.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is
true. This is kind of an off, but I'm going to surprise you guys with this question. But, you know, Pacific Private Money, you guys lend money on real estate. How would you guys feel about a borrower coming to you and showing you stock that hasn't yet vested? Would that have much of a value?
Suppose it would depend on the stock, the company.
Okay.
I mean, but I don't know for, you know, I can't speak for our underwriters. I don't know that they would necessarily put a lot of stock in that.
A lot of stock in that, yeah. And then also, what happens if they leave the company early?
Right.
Do they lose all that stock? I don't know how that vesting, it depends on each.
Yeah, it's probably, yeah, you'd have to look at what's vested already before they leave.
Fair enough. But,
A couple of other reasons that this article gives for why he thinks the wave of IPOs in 2019 isn't going to have a huge impact on Bay Area real estate prices. The fourth reason, IPOs don't happen all at once, and many of these would-be buyers aren't going to buy immediately. He gives an example. Let's suppose that there's 5,000 people that have a windfall and each buys a home during the next 3 years. That's about 2% of the 250,000 homes that will be purchased that are projected to be sold in the next 3 years, 250,000. So it's really not, you know, it's not a huge, just not a huge impact. Another reason, a large portion of IPO enriched home buyers will seek homes outside the Bay Area. Well, I don't know about that. That's interesting. I don't see, well, unless they're leaving.
Leaving or they want to buy rental
taking
property.
Taking my money and run. Last reason he gives, newly wealthy employees are likely to bid up home prices only to a certain point. And the point there he's making is that just because you, you know, end up with maybe, say, $10 million in newfound wealth doesn't mean you're going to overpay for real estate. So you're still going to look for a good deal. So anyway, the underlying cause of concern around this latest IPO surge and housing, you know, the long-term erosion of housing affordability in the Bay Area is serious. But the wise way of mitigating the upward pressure of the IPO wave on home prices is not to stoke fear and certainly not to demonize the employees rewarded for creating it. Indeed, IPOs are just one of many ways in which wealth arrives in the Bay Area. Instead, the wisest course is to simply add more homes, allowing the local housing stock to accommodate more people, the well-heeled and the less well-heeled alike. The short-term fears of an IPO wave flooding San Francisco with cash are overblown. But the long-term fears of Bay Area failing to accommodate people and growing unaffordably to all but the most affluent, those fears continue to be very real.
In other words, don't worry.
Well, happy. It's the moral story, it's not the IPO's fault if housing prices continue to remain high. And, you know, we all know that the way you work your way out of it is to build more houses. But, you know, and again, the Bay Area, we've got only we've got finite land. Most of the building wants to be done around around commute centers and
open space owns half of
the right. Yeah, right.
So how do you get through that anyway?
You change the interest rates and that'll have an impact, right?
Yeah. Well, again, I think we're going to have a good year in real estate. Good meaning we're not going to see necessarily a dip, although I am going to share with you in the next segment, young real estate flippers get their first taste of losing. But that's not really about, you know, our housing prices beginning to decline necessarily as much as it is that housing prices have gone up for such a period of time that the opportunity to buy homes by paying a fair market price for them improve those homes by spending money to remodel them and then sell them at a profit. Those days are getting harder and harder.
As you've said before, you have to have a very sharp pencil, and we'll get into exactly why that is. All right, we're going to cut to our second commercial break here. Again, we're talking animal trivia. Iguanas have three of something that most animals have two. What is it? What is that third thing that they have that most other animals have too?
Those lucky iguanas.
Call 888-912-1190 if you're the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. Also want to make a quick mention here for Dr. Keith Cooper. He is a board-certified specialist who's been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. Check him out at cooperdds.com. Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com, is a board-certified specialist who has been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day or Teeth Express.
Portrayal based on an actual patient experience.
By the time I was 35, I had lost so many of my permanent teeth, it actually hurt to smile. I couldn't get work.
Sandra's dental problems almost destroyed her life, but through Teeth Express, Sandra's missing teeth were replaced with long-lasting, natural-looking dental implants.
This changed my whole life.
Dental implants from Teeth Express for immediate results that leave a lasting impression. For a provider near you, visit teethxp.com.
So for dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper DDS at CooperDDS.com. That's CooperDDS.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, and Mark Honf and Nam Phan from Pacific Private Money are my co-hosts. Second trivia question is, iguanas have three of something that most animals have two. What is it?
Ears.
Nostrils.
Eye. They have a third eye
what?
That can distinguish
what?
Light and dark.
I didn't know that.
He didn't
know
hide
it.
I don't know.
I'm going to look at iguanas later.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so let's see here. Let's talk about the fund for a minute. I have a question for you guys from an email from a listener here who's actually a borrower. It says, I'm a borrower who does not want to give a non-refundable deposit to my mortgage broker. Does Pacific Private Money charge an upfront fee to borrowers? Mark.
Well, that's not really a fund question. We can talk about the Pacific Private Money Fund in a moment, but that's more of a borrower question that would come to Pacific Private Money looking for an alternatively sourced real estate finance loan opportunity. And at Pacific Private Money, we are an alternative real estate lender. Used to be called hard money or private money, still called private money lending, but we like the term alternative real estate finance because we are a very fast-growing and legitimate source for real estate financing for many situations. But the question that the listener wanted to know about was, do we charge an upfront fee to apply for a loan? And if any of you have ever borrowed privately or from a hard money lender, you may have been asked to pay an upfront deposit. And I will tell you that that was probably illegal if that company asked you for it. So those of us who are Department of Real Estate licensed, and most of us in this business are, the California Department of Real Estate licenses us and regulates our activities. If we are lending money or if a borrower comes to us with a loan request on a residential property 1 through 4, and it doesn't matter if it's owner occupied or if it's investment property, if it's residential property, meaning 1 through 4 units, we are not allowed legally to request a deposit, refundable or non-refundable, with one exception, one small exception, and that's for to pay for a credit report, which at Pacific Private Money, we don't do. We've never asked for an upfront fee. Although I'll tell you that there have been many times where I've gone to a mortgage broker to request to put an application in for a mortgage, and he's asked me for a check for like $40 for the credit report fee. So there are those, and again, there's nothing wrong with that. But there are those that do that, and maybe that's quite common. But
what about an appraisal?
Well, the appraisal, usually what's done is we don't collect a deposit for that. They give us a credit card number, and it's paid directly to the appraisal company.
Okay.
Right. So we're not collecting that in advance. But we don't collect refundable or non-refundable deposits on from any borrowers who request a loan. I mean, we don't get paid until we actually close. So what ends up happening a lot of times, and the risk we take as a company is that we may do a whole bunch of work for you, the borrower, and you may decide you don't want the loan, or you may change your mind, or you may use another lender. Maybe we didn't even know that you were simultaneously going down the route of applying with two or more lenders at the same time.
Double apping.
Yeah, and it happens. Yeah. In fact, some of you might hear, you might read about, hey, when you go for a mortgage, you should apply multiple times. You know, I've got my own personal feelings about that. I hate working for free, and I don't expect other people to work for me for free either. But that's just the nature of it is by law, we're not allowed to, on a residential 1-4 loan application, we're not allowed to charge an upfront fee. So if anybody ever asks you to pay a fee, in order to accept your application for a loan, keep dialing.
Yeah. All right. Well, then tell us a little bit about the fund. We have a lot of new listeners who are not familiar with your fund.
Well, companies like Pacific Private Money are called private money lenders because we use private capital from private individuals located in California, largely. But just, you know, our average investor is an average Bay Area resident, not necessarily uber wealthy, although most of our investors, particularly in the fund, you have to qualify in order to invest in a private placement fund like the Pacific Private Money Fund. And you have to qualify by being accredited, which means you have a certain net worth requirement. So for more information, give us a call. I'll give you our contact information before the break. We use private capital to make our real estate loans. And in fact, at Pacific Private Money, 100% of our capital is privately sourced. We do not use institutional capital. We don't even have family office capital. It's really just high net worth, accredited investors, high net worth, some ultra high net worth, which I might define as, you know, maybe people with a net worth of over 10 million, but probably not over 25 and certainly usually not over 50 million. So we don't usually tap that super high wealthy resource, largely because we don't have relationships with the uber wealthy. We're a company that bootstrapped our growth from very humble beginnings 11 years ago, and I come from I'm a native Bay Area resident. My dad was a builder here. Nam and Edward are also longtime Bay Area residents, and you know we started this business, and we all have real estate experience, and we all have scar tissue from from some of that experience. Along the way, we put the word out to people that, hey, you know what, you can invest a portion of your savings and be the bank and invest in real estate secured notes.
In fact, Nam, we have an event coming up.
Yeah, we have an event coming up next month, June 19th. This one will be in Fremont, and so we're going to be back at the Marriott Hotel, which is where we held the event last September. So, looking forward to hosting another event, this time outside of Marin. And if you want to participate, you can give us a call at 415-883-2150 or go to our website, www.pacificprivatemoney.com.
And at these events, we talk about how to invest in the Pacific Private Money Fund.
Right.
What the fund is, how it works, how you get paid, the safety and security features of the fund. It's a complete presentation. It's a fun presentation. We make it very lively. Edward and I do the presentation. We have a relatively short slide deck, but the presentation itself involves stories. We give you examples of the types of clients that we help. But most importantly, we share with you a facet of alternative investing whereby you can participate in investing in mortgages, California-based mortgages.
And the the other best part is the food is always very good.
Oh, yeah. You can have a cocktail and let someone else drive you home.
Exactly. Come for the food, stay for the presentation.
That's it. And in fact, even if you're not an accredited investor, you guys have another website where people can actually buy loans.
Yeah, it's a marketplace actually for trust deed investing, which is what you were just mentioning, the other option for investing in real estate debt.
Okay.
It's privatemoneyloans.com. And that's www.privatemoneyloans.com.
All right. When we come back, I want to hear deal of the week, or as we say, deal of the week. All right. Third trivia question. Animals, we're talking here. Lemurs are native to what island nation? All right. 888-912-1190. Give us a call. See if you have the first correct answer. Boy, let me try that one again. All right. Lemurs are native to what island nation? Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our third trivia question was, lemurs are native to what island nation?
Bali?
Lemur, Peru? Why are you laughing?
Madagascar. Remember? Yeah, I liked to move it, move it. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's right. So okay. I did like that cartoon.
Was that kind of fun?
Good.
Okay, I got to say this one quick thing here. So I don't know if you guys are having this problem, but so my wife is always stealing my t-shirts and sweaters, but I take one of her dresses and suddenly we need to talk. I mean, come on. What about the double standard on that?
Yeah, that's true, huh?
All right. So anyway, Num, deal of the week. What do we got?
So this deal of the week comes by way of Redwood City. So we have a borrower who has a home in Redwood City. I think they've been in it for quite some time, built up a lot of equity, and they wanted to purchase in Sacramento. So you may think this is a typical bridge loan scenario. Well, in a sense it is. It's one where they need to buy before selling. But you know, they also had some credit issues. So number one, regular bank wouldn't do bridge loan where they're cross-collateralizing. But even if that wasn't the situation, their credit prevented them from getting conventional financing. This case, because they're moving from Redwood City to Sacramento, buying a nice property in Sacramento, but you know, Sacramento is generally less expensive, we're actually able to give them 100% purchase financing on the target, on the property in Sacramento, plus some additional capital So number one, the loan so that they can purchase the home and move into it before selling their Redwood City home.
Okay.
But also additional capital to do two other things. One is to update the Redwood City property before putting it on the market, which a lot of times people can't do. They're, you know, they don't have time to rehab before selling. And two, to clear some debt. They had accumulated some debt. Credit score wasn't great.
So revolving debt, right?
Revolving debt, yeah.
High interest rate revolving debt.
Yeah. So
that'll probably get their credit back up.
Exactly, which helps our exit. You know, we make short-term loans.
Yeah, and so the average borrower on these transitional bridge loan products that we have, and by the way, we're one of the few companies in California that will do owner-occupied purchase financing. And But the average borrower, which we're really thrilled with, is why we're really bullish on this program, is usually over 700. And it's not unusual for the FICO scores to be in the 800s for our clients. They're coming to us because they want to do the cross-collateralized loan. They want us to be able to provide them with, they want to be able to move once. So we help them buy the target property. They don't qualify for two mortgages, even though they have a high credit score. They don't have the income that will allow them to have two mortgages simultaneously. Plus, they don't want to, they don't want to sell the home first and move twice, it's messy. So we have a product that allows us to provide up to 100% financing on the target property, the intended property, and then cross back on the existing property. And so this one, this particular loan, since we are lending them a little bit more money than they need to actually close the transaction, by wiping out their revolving debt, their credit card debt, it's going to help their scores jump. And as Nam said, that helps with the exit. So a little bit different than our typical transitional bridge loan product. This is a couple that does need help and does need credit repair, and it'll probably take them the better part of a year to be able to refinance us out. But we looked at this loan from every angle, and it made sense. And we're doing good for this couple.
Works pretty well. I want to go back to the fund for just a minute. How many loans have you guys funded as a company?
1,550 plus.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Totaling how much?
About 550 billion. Million?
Million. Okay.
Over half a billion.
Over half a billion. Yeah. Okay. 50. And losses?
Zero.
Zero losses.
No losses.
And the fund itself you've been growing at an average of about $1 million a month, haven't you?
Yeah, lately it's gone up even more. So
okay, I guess there are a lot of investors out there, especially now, I would think, with the stock market being a little bit tumultuous. It's, going up, it's going down.
It's been one of the drivers of late.
Yeah.
People coming in, usually they're one of two things. They're repositioning their portfolio, maybe pulling some profits out of the market and putting them into alternatives like mortgage debt, like our mortgage pool fund. Others are selling real estate, taking advantage of the belief that we're at or near the top of the market. And because they like real estate, they're going from equity investment in real estate to investing in real estate debt, which, again, we are very bullish on real estate debt. If it's with the proper loan-to-value ratios and other underwriting factors, we think it's one of the safer investments for your money that provides an unusually high above-market yield for your savings.
What is the yield right now?
Right now, the trailing 12-month distributed yield for the Pacific Private Money Fund is 7.65%.
Okay.
That number has been holding fairly steady, although it's trending down a little bit year over year. But we've been distributing within a fairly narrow bandwidth between, say, 7.5% and 8.25%-ish. So we distribute 100% of the profits every month that we earn. And it's all interest income on real estate mortgages.
And some people can choose to reinvest their distributions, like a mutual fund. Mm-hmm. That pushes the yield up, what?
About 25 basis points on average.
Okay.
Yeah, we track both the distributed yield and the compounded yield. And because we distribute monthly, which is a little bit unusual for mortgage funds, most funds distribute quarterly. Mm-hmm. We distribute monthly, which is great for those of our investors who are income investors who want that monthly income. But if you're a growth investor, let's say you're investing through your IRA, you don't want those or need those distributions. So you're going to let them compound. That compounded yield will give you about a 0.25% higher rate of return.
And what is the average loan to value in the fund?
We've been consistently at or near 60% weighted average loan to value in the fund. Some loans are higher, some loans are much, much, much lower.
Okay.
So it's a
weighted average. Okay.
Weighted average, and it's a highly diversified portfolio of a little over 100 loans in the fund, totaling almost $50 million.
Yeah. One of the things I like specifically is the fact that you don't get caught in a interest rate environment swing because you do short-term loans. So what's the average duration of the loans?
Well, we've got a mixture of loans that have been in there for several years and then loans that go in and out. Right now, the average duration of our probably our most prolific product, which is the owner-occupied transitional bridge loan, is about 5 to 6 months. Sometimes it's paid off quite a bit less, but that's 40% of our portfolio right now pays off in about 6 months.
Very similar to the deal of the week, where the borrower fixes up the Redwood City property.
Right.
And as soon as they sell it, they'll go ahead and pay you off. Might take 3, 4, 5, 6 months.
Yep. Yeah, that's usually the case. They're selling their departing residence and paying us off or paying us down.
Okay. And again, guys, if anyone's interested in either the fund event or learning more about the Pacific Private Money Fund or privatemoneyloans.com, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call us at 415-883-2150 or go to our website, pacificprivatemoney.com. And from there, they can go into the fund or go to privatemoneyloans.com. Okay. All of that's available on our website.
All right. When we come back, I do want to ask the question about how do people get in and out and what kind of fees are associated with
the
fund.
If we have time for that, I did tell the audience we're going to talk about the young real estate flippers.
Oh, that's right. We did. We'll cover that. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day, guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask for your free life insurance quote.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Keith Cooper, DDS, is a board-certified specialist who has been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day or Teeth Express.
My dentures came loose all the time.
When Tom's permanent teeth fell out, dentures didn't work. Then Tom got dental implants from Teeth Express. Long-lasting, natural-looking replacements for lost teeth.
Dental implants changed my life.
For dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hoff and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. We didn't have a trivia question, but Mark, you wanted to get into young real estate flipping.
So Sean wanted to be rich, and his day job as an aeronautical engineer just wasn't quite cutting it. So at 27, he started a side gig flipping houses in the booming San Francisco Bay Area. He was hooked after making $300,000 profit on his first deal.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
So he got in kind of late in the market, but he was young too. So he finally got tired of listening to all these people making a mint, and he decided to get into it himself. But now with home sales going soft, in certain parts of the Bay Area, particularly some of the higher price per square foot areas, things are changing. One property in Sunnyvale near Apple's headquarters. And of course, you always hear, I'm buying a home right down the street from Apple. I'm going to make a killing on this thing. Right. Well, that project left Sean and his partners with a $400,000 loss.
Oofers.
So, Sean got into property investing after reading Robert Kiyosaki's financial advice book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He began scouring online investment forums and attending meetup groups to learn more.
But Hold on. So he started off, his first deal was the Rich Dad. His second deal was the Poor Dad?
That's right.
He's due for another Rich Dad. Right. Here.
Yeah. So his biggest lesson came last year with the Sunnyvale home. He thought he got a sweet deal after negotiating a $2 million ask price down to $1.8. He and his partners decided to go all out on the remodel. The project took longer than expected, and then the market went soft. And so so the home sold for $1.7.
Oof.
Ooh, so, wow. And he put $300 into it.
Yeah, so they bought it for $1.8, put $300 into it, sold it for $1.7. It actually probably wasn't $300 because there was cost of sales. So,
After it all,
I probably put in like $200, sounds like, because you would pay pretty good commission
on that. It was probably a 1,000-square-foot house or something.
Wow.
Well, you know, and that's just it. That's, you know, I've... We've turned down loan requests at Pacific Private Money at companies for borrowers who are buying, fixing, and flipping in Silicon Valley over the last couple of years for this very reason. Hey, good luck if you make a profit. Yeah. We just don't want to be the ones on the hook if you don't. And so far, we've got a perfect track record of not losing money on a loan, of not having to do a so-called short sale as a lender. That whole industry, I think, is ripe for disaster because of the companies out there in California right now that are supplying loans at 80 to 90% of purchase price plus 100% of rehab. You know,
I mean, that would be a short sale waiting to happen for that lender.
Yeah. It's crazy the type of financing opportunities that are out there in the alternative space. At Pacific Private Money, we don't participate in that kind of crazy lending. We're generally focusing on the owner-occupied side. We do ground-up construction, but we're not doing 100% financing on ground-up construction, I can tell you. I just think, hey, if you're a borrower and you can get it, great. You can't fault the borrowers for wanting what they want, but those business models and those companies, families, hedge funds, institutional investors that are investors and partners in those companies that are making those types of loans, they're likely to have a bumpy ride come the next few years.
They're doing it not just in California; they're doing it all over the country.
Yeah, I'd say more outside of the area than in California.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah. So it's not all it's not all roses.
That's right. Okay, so back to the fund though. How much does it cost someone as like a load or a fee to get in?
Zero.
Well, that's a loaded question.
That's a loaded question. There you go.
No load.
No load.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, good alternative investments that you should be considering would have no load going in, no fees or load going out. 100% of your money should be put to work in a relatively short period of time. And when you want your money out, you ought to be able to get it when you want it.
So
that's the way we've designed
it. Pacific Private Money Fund, 883-2150, or go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. Thoughts for the day. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. And, Superman wears his underwear outside his pants, and he's a hero. But I do, and I'm considered weird and creepy and never invited over again. I don't get it. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions and adding more jokes. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader,
AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.